They're still missing, but not forgotten. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, Chibok is back in the headlines again. Rumors and fact collide in Nigeria. And you could consider this the sequel for Christmas. Ministries ramping up for Easter outreach in Russia. But first, the search for the missing Chibok schoolgirls continues in Nigeria.
We're coming up on 2 years since that kidnapping. April 14th, 2014 was the day 276 girls were abducted.
A young girl recently sent into Cameroon as a suicide bomber claimed to be one of the Chibok girls, but evidence just came up that proves the claim isn't true. The group behind the abductions, the ISIS affiliates Boko Haram, have killed over 200 people this year alone. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton.
It's not just about kidnapping. It's not just about providing wives for their fighters. It really is about turning these kidnapped girls into weapons, into bombs.
It's a grisly thought, but that is why your prayers are so crucial.
We certainly want to pray for these girls. We know many of them were Christians that were kidnapped. We want to pray for encouragement and their protection.
Through VOM Medical, you can help scores of other persecuted Christians who've been targeted by Boko Haram. And the total chaos in Turkey has its citizens uneasy. Between terrorism and a crush of refugees, things have become unstable and unpredictable. International Needs Team is bringing courage and focus to the evangelical church within Turkey. They're also figuring out how to provide food, clothing, blankets, and firewood to some of the 2.5 million refugees. With hands open wide to help, it's translating into a gospel hope for a future free of persecution, fear, and death. You're listening to Mission Network News. Ukraine is still a war zone. Refugees find themselves outcast in their new normal. Churches, though, are helping through the Slavic Gospel Association's new Cottontails project. Refugee women crochet stuffed animals and sew Ukrainian-styled kitchen aprons, and then SGA puts them up for sale. For each item purchased, funds go back to the artisan and helps her to support her family. What's more, because it creates community through the churches, these women are seeing the love of Christ in action. And yesterday, we told you about a historical meeting in Romania led by a local doctor and a local pastor. Nearly 3 dozen leaders recently met and were trained by a team from Life International, focusing on the inseparable bond between the sanctity of human life and Jesus, the life giver. Kurt Dillinger of Life International.
I'm so excited about this. I really am, because we are multiplying ourselves now around the globe. When we take this message and we deposit it into very capable people, they're going to take it and they're going to bring it to their neighborhoods and to their communities and to their nation.
Where do we go from here? Pray for these believers and their renewed commitment to life.
These key leaders have chosen, have committed to working together to lead people to Christ and bring the life message to the entire land. Pray for them as they go to their knees and ask that God would give them wisdom and understanding and how to proceed.
And in Russia, Easter's a big deal, happening May 1st this year. To help local churches, SOAR International gives gifts through its Baskets of Hope ministry. Greg Mangione with SOAR International.
Easter in Russia would probably be more analogous to our Christmas as far as openness and receptivity to the gospel message.
Yet when handing out baskets and Bibles, these churches don't use Easter as a one-time meet and greet. Instead, it's part of a much bigger ministry for these churches.
They will be continuing to meet with the kids that are in the orphanages by visiting them weekly or monthly, and then the needy families as often as they can, either bringing them into the church or going to visit them if they can't come to the church.
Right now, SOAR has almost 300 baskets sponsored, but they hope to double this number before leaving for Russia. Pray that this happens. But if you want to help, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. All the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.